Well, Patrick DeHaan has gotten very, very popular since we started using him a long time ago here on WJR across the day. He's the gas buddy, head of petroleum analysis, and you probably have seen him on television lately. And like I say, he's gotten very, very popular because, well, gas prices have caused a great deal of attention because it's money right out of our pockets. And we remember a few years ago under a different administration how much better the gas prices were, how much better off we were, not depending on people who don't like us to get our fuel. And now the OPEC Plus Alliance of oil exporting countries decided yesterday to sharply cut production, they say, to support sagging oil prices. That's a move that could deal the struggling global economy another blow and raise politically sensitive pump prices for U.S. drivers just ahead of these key national elections. In fact, the energy ministers cut production by a larger than expected 2 million barrels per day starting in November after gathering for their first face-to-face meeting at the Vienna headquarters of the OPEC oil cartel since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. The group said the decision was based on the, quote, uncertainty that surrounds the global economic and oil market outlooks. Well, we depend on and have now for a long time on Patrick DeHaan, the gas buddy head of petroleum analysis, and we thought we needed to hear what he thinks and what he has to say about this move by the OPEC Plus Alliance. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning. Good to be with you again.
Well, it's nice to have you with us again, too. And the gas prices already were rising before this announcement. Now what?
Yeah, as you indicate, oil prices kind of priced this in over the last week as it became a little bit more obvious that this was going to happen. In fact, oil prices jumped really $10 a barrel in the last week, and now they've trailed off slightly, but $10 a barrel is still going to result in the impact of probably 10 to 30 cents a gallon for most people. But let me caveat that. In Detroit and much of Michigan and the Great Lakes, by the way, prices have already shot up, and a lot of that is because of refinery issues. So in Michigan and in the Great Lakes, you're not going to notice another increase because of this decision, but rather refinery issues are improving. Supply is coming into the region. So in Michigan, prices should probably by next week start declining. They just won't go down as much as they would have now with this OPEC decision.
Well, this is great news. And that's why we come to you. We come to you for great news. But
it's good news. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because I thought we were going to be in a world of hurt because with them cutting more than we thought they would, like 2 yeah. million gallons, 2 million barrels a day, that's a big chunk. And we thought that was going to be catastrophic, frankly. And it will be for some places, but in Michigan, we're kind of protected. Now, of course, the president has criticized this decision by the group of major oil producers, Saudi Arabia, Russia, calling it short-sighted and saying that it will hurt low- and middle-income countries already struggling with elevated energy prices the most. Are they doing this, do you think, Patrick DeHaan, from your learned position, in any way, shape, or form for any political reason, that is to help Russia or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, the thought, that's crossed my mind because as I think the Biden administration has mentioned, this is fairly aggressive. It is. Global inventories are nowhere near oversaturated, right? This is not 2020 and COVID did not just hit. And yet, as the global economy continues to recover from COVID and as the global economy deals with the fallout of sanctions on Russia, global inventories have been draining. And we've also been using our strategic petroleum reserve because of the Russia war in Ukraine. And so OPEC, you know, from the numbers, this is not a time when traditionally one would think OPEC is cutting production. They only increased production starting in July of last year. And so quickly, they claim economic concerns and the falling price of oil are, you know, too much for them. And now they're way ahead of cutting production, ahead of a potential slowdown, whereas they were 6 months behind on raising production. So you have to wonder if there's a political message here. I mean, the Saudis, you know, President Biden, I mean, certainly came into the Oval Office and threw them under the bus. Obviously, they, you know, the killing of Jamal Khashoggi, and President Biden said he's going to make Saudi Arabia a pariah state, and, you know, they could be sending a message back.
Well, I honestly, it's just an opinion as an opinion caster, as opposed to a newscaster. I can't help but believe absolutely there's much more to this than their stated role, which they say is a guardian of stable energy markets. The timing on this is pretty obvious.
Well, it most certainly is, just ahead of the midterms, and gas prices had been going down, and now for much of the country, again, not Michigan, because we've already seen prices launch into outer space because of refinery issues. The Great Lakes is not necessary. You're not going to wake up tomorrow and see prices way higher, right? We are starting to see an improvement in the Great Lakes and wholesale gas prices, and that's going to give this OPEC decision cover, meaning that we'll still see prices go down. They just won't go down by as much. But areas like Texas, the Gulf States, South, East Coast, and Northeast, they have seen prices start to inch up already as a result of this decision. And though you won't realize it at the pump, this decision will probably cost you 10 to 30 cents a gallon in the form of prices that, you know, don't go down as much as they would have now that refinery issues are getting sorted out.
I really appreciate and respect your expertise, and not just because you gave us specifically good news for Michigan that I had not yet heard, but that helped a lot, Patrick. I'll just let you know. I'm just thrilled that you're saying we're not going to get hit with the $5-6 gas we're seeing elsewhere. That's just great.
Not yet, at least.
No. All right. Thank you, Patrick. Always appreciate you and your expertise. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Patrick DeHaan, Gas Buddy, head of petroleum analysis. There's a bit of relentless positive radio that we didn't know. Michigan will not be hurt as badly by what's going to be happening with gas prices. Who knew?